Many congregations celebrated Jesus' baptism last Sunday, the first Sunday after the Epiphany. Jesus was baptized by John, the forerunner of Christ, so to place himself under the law. In so doing, he took upon himself our transgressions and willingly bore them to the cross. God freely offers his love, mercy, and grace to all people. He invites us to accept the gift he gives, the forgiveness of our sins, for the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. For this reason, Jesus was born, was revealed to the Magi, was baptized, was crucified, and rose again. This offer of God's grace is a gentle invitation, not demands where he comes with might and force to impose his will on all people. Isaiah wrote of the Lord's chosen servant, "He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice." The weakest faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior from sin and death is saving faith. We are given eternal life because of God's love, not because of our heroic deeds or great strength. God gives us forgiveness of sins for Jesus' sake, even when we do not live the perfect, holy life. The truth is simple. Each Christian daily sins in spite of our desire not to go against God's law. Yet each day we are given the assurance that Jesus took upon himself our failures and has given us his righteousness. May our Lord continue to comfort us with the truth of his grace, love, and mercy. Amen.